WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two crashes on the freeway in College Station early yesterday morning resulted in 2 deaths and 3 injuries.
A College Station police officer reported having to take evasive action to avoid a head-on collision with a truck going the wrong way on the northbound service road between Harvey and University. The driver of the pickup then got on the freeway, still going south in the northbound lane, and hit a semi head-on. Driver of the pickup, who was ejected, was killed. Driver of the semi and a passenger were taken to an emergency room where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. At the scene of that crash, another College Station officer was parked on the freeway providing traffic control when his SUV was rear-ended. Driver of the car that struck the patrol vehicle died. The officer was taken to an ER where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. A photo of what's left of the CSPD Tahoe is online at WTAW.com. The two who were killed are both from Navasota. Freeway traffic in both directions was diverted to the service roads for more than 8 hours. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An electrical fire at a College Station apartment complex Friday afternoon displaced 20 residents. Investigators say the fire at the Treehouse Apartments on Marion Pugh started in a large supply electric line that burned from the ground up the side of the 16-unit building and into attic space. There were no injuries. The only Level 2 trauma emergency room in the Brazos Valley opens tomorrow. Dr. Brandon Lewis is in charge of the new CHI St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital's Emergency and Trauma Center, which was dedicated on Saturday.
Well, today I think I know how Coach Kevin Sumlin felt the day Kyle Field opened, because this is my Kyle Field.
Construction of the $20 million center began in September of 2014. Blinn College trustees have approved an out-of-court settlement with a Brenham student who filed a free speech lawsuit last year. A $50,000 payment to Nicole Sanders will be funded, according to Blinn administrators, largely by their insurance company. While Blinn officials still dispute the student's claims and admits no wrongdoing, the college has updated its policies pertaining to what they call student expressive activities on campus. A Texas A&M professor who was demoted after being convicted of assaulting his wife has started serving a sentence of 30 consecutive days in the Brazos County Jail. According to online records, Yong Chin reported to jail last Wednesday. Dr. Chin lost an endowed faculty position as the result of the conviction. On the A&M website, he is listed as an associate professor. BCS Chamber of Commerce members are heading to the nation's capital this week for their annual Washington, D.C. trip. Chamber members will meet with all 36 congressmen and both Texas senators over the next 4 days.
We get in one room and we'll start at 8 in the morning and we'll go to 5 that afternoon, and every 30 minutes it's a different speaker coming in to talk to us. Pretty impressive.
President and CEO Royce Hickman says today they'll have a 2-hour session with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Hickman says they're taking a number of issues, including health care, education, and fiscal responsibility. WTAW News Time is 8 after 6. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds this morning. Most of the rain to our south down around the Houston and Galveston areas this morning, but as the day goes along, we'll start to run a risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm. It'll be breezy, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight. Breezy, lows around 70. For tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine, but there'll be afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will make their way up to about 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms by late in the day Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll recap the Texas A&M Aggie baseball and softball weekend. Also, I got your MLB scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we start this morning, Monday morning, with audio from David Maloney.
Okay.
David Maloney is an attorney. Okay. Here's David Maloney's television commercial. Part of it, anyway.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you drink and you drive and you hurt someone, don't call me. I'm not going to represent you. I'm not going to help you. If anything, I'm going to be the lawyer going after you.
Wow.
My name is David J. Maloney. I represent accident victims, and I'll personally return your call.
Okay.
That is a strong stance.
It is.
Very. For somebody who doesn't want any business.
He may not be able to be returning your calls just now.
Uh-oh.
He was arrested early yesterday morning. Pulled over for speeding in his Lamborghini through a 35-mile-per-hour zone.
And?
David was booked on DUI.
I knew it!
Yeah!
Yep.
I'm just saying! Pot kettle!
Oh!
Yeah.
Fantastic! It's gonna be a good day.
Make your words soft and sweet, for someday you might eat them. Way to go, Dave. You're the man.
We got a lot of info. Information.
I just, ooh. That needs to be on court TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe he needs to stand in front of Judge Judy. How would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judy's going to be fired up, that one.
Yeah, if it happens. That's great.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 6:13. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Not quite as cool this morning. We're not going to enjoy that, but... And really, looking on to the rest of the week, we're going to start getting into like 90ville. So be ready. For
summer
that.
Is upon us.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we've enjoyed. It's been a pretty good run in the grass.
It has.
Grass is still green, and so go enjoy that. All right, here we go. So it's May the 9th. It is. It's Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Is that today?
It is. It recognizes your drawer full of unmatched socks. Each unmatched sock, of course, represents a missing sock. And, of course, we never throw away our unmatched socks. After all, that other one might just show up someday.
You never know.
Yeah, listen to you two. All right, so we suggest you spend a little time, as little as possible, searching for those missing socks. And after a very brief look, then just a good memorial spirit, just dump them.
The only time I really focus on making sure my socks match are if I'm traveling and having to go through security at the airport.
Take off the shoes and everybody goes,
and then you're like, oh.
Hey, you got a repair like that at home, too.
That's an interesting pair of socks you got there.
Well, that's why, you know, or you could just wear white socks a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You have a little,
but colored socks are so much more fun, Scott.
They are. That's true. And then, you know, or you could go with wildly colored Argyle socks, you
ooh,
know, with the diamond pattern
yep,
thing.
Crazy yes. socks.
And then even if they don't match, it's okay.
True.
You can say that's your own little statement.
Yep.
It's National Women's Health Day, so do that. It's National Moscato Day.
Ooh.
Oh, do a little sweet wine thing. You go for that. And then if it were just Brownie Day, that'd be okay. But then they went and screwed it up by making it butterscotch brownie.
Oh, I like butterscotch.
Do you? I mean, but how much of that can you take?
Not a lot. Yeah. No, it's really sweet. Yeah.
And I guess that's the thing about it is you don't see in the grocery store anymore butterscotch Nestle's morsels because you used to. Just
right. Yeah,
a little bit does go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that. However, if you made a pan of butterscotch brownies and brought them to a radio station, they would disappear. Wouldn't have to worry about that.
Nobody would complain.
Within seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd do that. All right, so we got birthdays, too.
We do got birthdays. We got Grace Gummer. She's 30. That's Meryl Streep's daughter.
Gummer?
Gummer?
Her name is Gummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's Meryl Streep's daughter. You think she would have stuck with the Streep?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe not. Audrina Partridge is 31. She's from the television show The Hills back in the day. Prince Fielder is 22. He's the Texas Ranger slugger.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Rosario Dawson, 37. She's been in a variety of movies and also is on the television show Daredevil on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Andrew WK is 37. He's a crazy rocker.
Okay.
Picture Kid Rock somehow finding a way to make himself look even dirtier. That guy.
Wow.
Okay. We got Ghostface Killa is 46.
Oh, God.
He's from Wu-Tang Clan.
And we're at work.
Yeah, right. And let's see. John Corbett is 55.
Oh.
He was from Sex and the City, also on Northern Exposure. Yeah, he was the DJ.
Yes, he was very early on in his career. Yeah.
Actually, one of the inspirations for me becoming a DJ.
Is that right?
Old John Corbett.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Very
okay.
cool. Cheap Trick bassist Tom Peterson is 66. And Billy Joel is 67 today.
Oh, the piano man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calvin Murphy, NBA Hall of Famer.
Sure.
68. Candace Bergen is 70 today.
Wow. Murphy Brown.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. James L. Brooks is 76. He, of course, developed The Simpsons, as well as Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi.
Uh-huh.
And Albert Finney is 80. It's a British actor.
Wow. There you are. David Guerin, you may have seen. Guerin, he's a CNN analyst. He's 74 years old. Tommy Rowe from long, long ago, Dizzy and other bubblegum hits, would be 74. And Clint Holmes, Playground in My Mind, a one-hit wonder, and at 70 today. There you are at 6:17.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, the House Speaker Paul Ryan said he's not ready to endorse the GOP presumptive nominee Donald Trump. Now, when CNN's Jake Tapper asked the speaker if he'd endorse Trump, Ryan replied, "I'm just not ready to do it at this point. I'm not there right now. And I want to, but I think that what is required is what we need is to unify the party. And I think the bulk of the burden to unify the party will come from the presumptive nominee." Now, Paul Ryan is part of a growing number of high-ranking GOP figures who refused to endorse the party's nominee, leading me to believe that these members are, yes, trying to sabotage Trump's efforts. Speaker Ryan, well, maybe the people won't support you anymore either. Maybe it's time for a new speaker.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, with all the news about harmful chemicals and chlorine, drugs, bacteria, and lead in our tap water, well, why trust the government? Why trust the EPA with your home's water quality? Now take control of your home's water quality now. Call Pelican Water Systems, 1-888-4-SALT-FREE. Now, Pelican Water Systems can give you guaranteed, safer, spring-quality water from every faucet in your home, and you'll be amazed at how great the water tastes and smells without harmful chlorine and chemicals. Now, Pelican Water Systems are salt-free, which is perfect for the Southwest. You won't waste a drop of water or pump any salt water back into the water supply. They have a 90-day money-back guarantee. They have free shipping, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you'll get 99% chlorine-free, chemical-free, spring-quality, safe-to-drink water from every faucet in your home. Call Pelican now. Operator standing by. Toll-free, 888-4-SALT-FREE. That's 888-4-SALT-FREE, online at pelicanwater.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam has agreed to be deposed under specific conditions in civil lawsuits against the truck stop chain owned by him and his brother, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. Jimmy Haslam has been ordered to be deposed in a lawsuit filed by Alabama-based Wright Transportation. It's among several companies suing Knoxville-based Pilot Flying J in connection with a scheme to cheat customers out of promised discounts and rebates. Chinese people won't be able to quench their thirst with a refreshing Facebook beverage after the social social networking company won a rare trademark victory against a local firm in China. The victory may offer a glimmer of hope for the U.S. Facebook, where its social network is not accessible, and its business is mainly selling overseas ads for Chinese companies. Exelon says it will close two nuclear power plants in Illinois if state officials don't pass legislation that provides funding and support for nuclear and solar power. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Race the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K Walk and Run.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's the Infomaniacs. Okay, tell me how this happened. 70-year-old Marianne Franco gradually became blind after injuring her spine in a car accident in 1993. Now, more than two decades later, another accident and subsequent operation appears to have led to the recovery of her sight.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is. In her living room, when her foot got caught on a tile and flipped. She hit the back of her head, and after the fall, which took place in August of last year, Marianne was incapacitated, had to wear a neck brace until an operation a few weeks ago. She was in the hospital recovering 4 hours of surgery on her neck when she came around from the anesthesia and realized that her sight had returned. But in her confused state, she didn't realize what had happened right away in her hospital bed. She opened her eyes and said, "Hey, lady in the purple, get me something for pain." Her niece said, "What did you say?" And that's when they realized she could see.
Wow.
Well,
there was a movie that just came out recently, I think, that was based on a true story. And basically, this little girl who felt she was sick with, like, cancer or some terminal illness, mm-hmm. and she fell out of a tree, and she survived the fall, and then she was better. Like, something happened in the fall, and she, like, it cured her illness.
Wow. Strange forces out there.
I know.
That's it. It's all right. 624.
Hey, Brazos Valley. This is Mark, down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, "Man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter?" Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City. It's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning at 625, Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. A little warmer today, about 86 or so. We'll hit 90 this week. That's probably fair to say, but because of the heating and having some moisture out there, some pop-up showers could happen. Going to be breezy again today. It was fairly windy last night, but it'll be breezy for the next couple of days and in the evenings, 20 to 25 miles an hour. In fact, all the way through Tuesday night anyway, and peeking ahead to Wednesday, it drops back down a little bit, but it'll be breezy. So that'll help a little bit with the heat. 86 or so today, and then 89 on Tuesday and Wednesday. 40% chance of showers. If that happens, probably going to be in the afternoon. Currently looking at winds out of the east, and again, not those cool mornings we've been having for the last couple of weeks. We've got 66 degrees out there.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing. That procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing, is it was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Hiring someone is hard, whether it's an employee, a babysitter, or a contractor, and it's because we hire for the wrong reasons. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got like the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Anyone who's ever had to hire someone for a job in an office or as a housekeeper or babysitter knows that hiring the right person is tough. And here's why.
We tend to latch on to the superficial. And we get impressed by degrees, we get impressed by people who meet us well, and often those are pretty much irrelevant to the job at hand.
George Anders, author of the book, The Rare Find.
And sometimes it's the sleeper candidate, the one who's not dazzling in the first 5 minutes, who turns out to have an awful lot to offer, and the ones who are really good at making first impressions and not much more end up falling down on the job.
We often evaluate people based on skills, and no doubt skills are important, but they're not everything.
If you find someone who's got the right attitude, who's motivated well, who gets the hang of your culture, you can always learn skills. And I'll give you an example that really stood out for me. I spent time with Army Special Forces, and their selection process, it runs 19 days. They don't have soldiers fire a single bullet. They say, we can teach people how to shoot.
And George says resilience is an important characteristic that is sometimes hard to spot.
I think the way we construct our resumes these days, we try and make it everything look like unbridled success. We started at a small place, we got promoted, we went to a bigger place, and boy, we've just been on the road up. But when you think about people who succeed in any field, it's often the people who can bounce back from trouble, because things will go wrong.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you having trouble losing weight?
Feeling tired all the time? Having difficulty sleeping or just feel like you're aging too fast? There is a solution, and Herbs2Go has it. Herbs2Go has over 600 unique products that can help you meet your goals. Call Herbs2Go today at 979-279-2861. That's 979-279-2861. Helping people find natural alternatives to health problems since 1999. Visit herbstogo.com.
Howdy, my name's Mary, and I've always had problems that cause me anxiety, such as major tests coming up, going to doctor's appointments, public speaking, or worrying about a family member. But now I have found a solution, a product called Anxiousless. It works without making me drowsy, and it's not habit-forming. I called Herbs2Go and ordered my Anxiousless, and now my life has changed. Call Herbs2Go at 979-279-2861 or go to herbstogo.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This week marks the BCS Chamber of Commerce's annual trip to Washington, D.C. President and CEO Royce Hickman says members will meet with both senators and all 36 congressmen.
Congressman Flores is working on one of those days where we're going to have a lot of opportunity. I know Congressman Ryan is already committed, and I'm looking forward to visiting with him again in a different role.
Hickman says they're taking a number of issues.
Obviously, health care continues to be on the on our agenda. Education is always critical to our community. We'll be pushing for fiscal responsibility up there again. Also, we're not opposed to regulation, but we're very opposed to overregulation, which we feel like businesses are dealing with that. And economic development.
Hickman says they'll meet with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce today for a two-hour session. Two College Station police officers escaped serious injury or death following a pair of crashes on the freeway that killed two and injured two.
Sunday morning, just after 1:30, a CSPD officer driving on the freeway's northbound service road between Harvey and University had to swerve to avoid a head-on collision with the wrong-way driver. The officer turned around in an attempt to stop the truck and warn other traffic. The officer reported the wrong-way driver accelerated and got on the freeway, still headed south in the northbound lanes. The pickup then hit a semi head-on, ejecting the driver and killing him. Driver of the semi and a passenger were taken to an emergency room where they were treated and released from non-life-threatening injuries. Another College Station officer providing traffic control was in his SUV with the emergency lights on when he was rear-ended by a car. A photo of what's left of the police Tahoe is online at WTAW.com. That impact caused the car to roll, coming to a stop in a ditch. Driver of the car died, and the officer was taken to an ER where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The driver of the pickup was identified as 27-year-old Frank Douglas IV of Navasota. The driver of the car was identified as 33-year-old Marcus Ewing of Navasota. Freeway traffic in both directions between Southwest Parkway and University was moved to the service roads for more than 8 hours. College Station police investigated the first crash and Bryan police the second because the College Station officer was involved. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
20 residents of a College Station apartment complex were displaced following an electrical fire Friday afternoon. The College Station Fire Department reported no one was injured in the call at Treehouse Apartments on Marion Pugh, located south of George Bush and west of Welburn. Investigators determined the cause of the fire was from a large supply electrical line that burned from the ground to the main electric box. The fire was declared under control 46 minutes after firefighters arrived. The fire, which was first seen on the exterior of the 16-unit building, traveled upward into the attic space. 8 fire units and 25 firefighters on scene were hampered by the location of the building and parking lots in deploying equipment. CHI St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital's new emergency and trauma center was dedicated on Saturday. While CHI acquired the hospital last year, Monsignor John Malinowski remembered the Sisters of St. Francis of Ohio, who founded St. Joseph's 80 years ago.
This year, the Sisters of St. Francis celebrate the centennial anniversary of their foundation. Like St. Francis of Assisi, the Sisters has always relied on God's Spirit to show them what to do and where to go. And in every place, the Sisters, like St. Francis, lifted the hearts of people with the spirit of peace.
Six speakers from CHI included the Chief of Operations Texas Division, Michael Covert.
You have truly one of the most outstanding facilities now in this country. You've thought a lot about what we were only thinking about in the past. This is true cutting-edge stuff here in terms of the facility. It will attract strong physicians. It will attract strong nurses and people to practice here.
Construction of the $20 million center began in September of 2014. For the fourth time in 3 weeks, Texas A&M Police has received a report of a two-ton truck being stolen from the same parking area. Lot 40 is located between George Bush and Lewis and between Bazell and Coke. Last Friday, UPD was told a 2007 Ford F-250 diesel pickup was taken. Remains of the truck were found in Houston. This follows the thefts of three Dodge Ram 2500 trucks last month. Anyone with information is asked to call UPD at 979-845-2345. A member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been arrested for drunk driving. 47-year-old Tony Busby of Houston, who was appointed 3 years ago by Governor Perry, is scheduled to make an appearance in a Harris County courtroom May 31st. Court records indicate Busby was arrested by Houston police March 31st on the misdemeanor charge. Nearly 3 years after a Texas A&M professor was arrested for choking his wife, he is reported to the Brazos County Jail. 40-year-old Yong Chin of College Station was convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury 5 weeks ago of Class A misdemeanor assault. Dr. Chin, who is listed on the A&M website as an associate professor, lost an endowed professor's position after the conviction. A Blinn College Brenham campus student who filed a federal lawsuit last year has reached an out-of-court settlement. Blinn trustees admit no wrongdoing and still dispute the student's claims, but the settlement, described as a compromise, calls for Nicole Sanders receiving $50,000 and changing policies on what the college calls student expressive activities on campus. The money going to Sanders, according to administrators, will be funded largely by Blinn's insurance company. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 14th, it's Range and Pasture IPM. We'll discuss ways to control fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and other pests that cause problems for forage producers. Plus, we'll address fertility and soil management this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click Anchor Foundation Repair.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness developing this morning. There'll be a few showers off to our south and east, but later today we could see showers and storms. We're breezy. We're up to about 80 to 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms will wind down. Breezy overnight, lows close to 70. Tomorrow, morning sun, afternoon cloud, showers and storms. Highs tomorrow, a warm 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy during the day Wednesday with showers and thunderstorms by late in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the weekend for the Texas A&M baseball and softball teams. Also, I got your MLB scores and some NBA scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, I think most everybody knows the no-hitter. That was pretty spectacular.
It was a big deal, yeah.
Very cool.
what was fun was there's a network called ESPN. I don't know if folks are familiar with it or not. But what
are they new?
Yeah, they've been around a while.
Oh, okay.
But they do a top 10, you know, plays of the day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two outs of the A&M game was tied for number one.
Nice.
Yeah, which
very
is kind
cool.
of fun. Yeah. And again, it's Vanderbilt, you know?
It's a great team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were runner-up last year, and, you know, they've been to Omaha a time or two, so it's kind of fun. Of course, now they play South Carolina.
That's coming up.
That's what's so great about the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Every week. It's just...
It's a challenge, you know? Yeah. It's challenging. It's good.
And again, I'm a college baseball geek, so I'm watching yesterday the last game of Kentucky and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky had a freshman pitcher who is 6'11".
Wow.
All right, he's 6'11". He's on a scholarship at Kentucky, and it's not basketball.
And it's not basketball. Yeah.
And it's really something. I mean, he's 6'11", and they say he weighs 200 pounds, but I don't think he does. But wow. It was really, you know, so he's like 18 or 19
years
old.
He's got to be halfway
old.
To home plate by the time he lets go of the ball.
Exactly.
A tall pitcher, it definitely adds a certain advantage.
Oh,
He's throwing down on him, that's for sure. All right, well, we'll talk presidential in a minute, but two big questions answered when it came to former Governor Rick Perry. They unveiled his picture in Austin. That will hang, you know, along with all the other former governors for all to see. Question was, would he be wearing his glasses or not? And I read someplace where Red McCombs had bet $500,000 to somebody that he wouldn't be wearing his glasses in the portrait. Okay, Red McCombs got a lot of money, obviously.
Yeah.
And he won. He won. The governor does not have his glasses on.
So he's got a lot more money, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. But he prominently displays his Texas Aggie ring in the portrait. So anyhow, that's out there. And people really wanted to talk more about, you know, who he was endorsing for president, because it was the day before that he had mentioned Trump. And so that was kind of the news. But unveiling the portrait and that first Aggie governor showing off his Aggie ring.
Very cool.
In the meantime, over the weekend, Austin voters rejected a hail riding ordinance that would have been supported by Uber and Lyft. So, but may not be the final word on that. Our state senator, Charles Schwertner, was the first one to announce yesterday that he is planning to file legislation on the topic in next year's legislative session. Blaming, quote, a patchwork of inconsistent and anti-competitive regulations, Senator Schwertner argued in his statement that action by the legislature was needed, and he wasn't shy about singling out who he thought was to blame. For the defeat, he said, quote, Texas should not accept transparent, union-driven efforts to create new barriers to entry for the sole purpose of stifling innovation and eliminating competition. Whoa!
Wow.
Mm. Oh, see what happens there.
Well, it's a big deal for both of these, for Uber and Lyft to both leave a city like Austin.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Uber said they're stopping service this morning at 8 a.m. And Lyft will also pause operations today at some point.
Well, and you know, it's not really going to hurt Lyft and Uber, I don't think, you know.
No.
I mean,
No, they'll continue.
They'll be fine throughout the rest of the country. It's like, because you know, liberalism's answer to problems is lawmaking, mm-hmm. whereas capitalism's answer is services and goods. So if they want to offer their services and goods somewhere else, they'll be fine. It's Austin who's going to have a problem with you know, more DUIs and things like that.
We have more cab companies here in Bryan College Station than I can remember. You know, obviously part of that is an element of the growth of, mm-hmm. of the area, but still I think in really big cities where cabs are a critical part of moving people from point A to point B, obviously, as we've discussed, especially when you get into summertime, you're not exactly happy about what you may climb into because those folks basically had a monopoly. Well, now you've got Uber and Lyft that do give you an alternative. Now, as time has gone on, apparently there have been some incidents as far as Uber is concerned that those were not quite the kind of rides that you had heard about or anticipated. So you have to be careful like anything else. It's a buyer beware situation. But as Brad says, it's the consumer who will feel this really rather than Uber. Uber will go on. They will continue to thrive. Mm-hmm. And as we discussed the other day, the thing is the legislators used Uber and I guess to some extent Lyft when they are in session. So, I mean, you talk about actual elected officials being very much involved in what legislation affects regular folks like us out there mm-hmm. on the street. It's going to be inconvenient for them as well, and I guess
right.
that's part of the reason that and again, using this the statement union driven, that obviously is a hot button mm-hmm. Word or phrase here in Texas that we don't like that because it's a right to work state. So we'll see. Of course, Bryan College Station struggled with this, trying to come up with some sort of an ordinance
mm-hmm.
that obviously both cities could you know, stand under that umbrella. It's reminiscent of the last legislative session when the legislature did a thing that was really important, and that is that they set up guidelines for, to use the generic phrase, payday lending services, where folks who needed money would go to these places and pay, you know, usurious rates, just incredibly bad high rates.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that the for whatever reason, cities or counties decided they didn't want to legislate and Texas needed to. And they struggled with that. Bryan College Station reacted very quickly and put things in place. But, you know, I guess Uber ride-sharing services, I hate to see the state legislature get involved in that. But
And when they start feeling it, though, they're going to be like, maybe we made a mistake.
Yeah, and so we'll see. We'll have Mayor Barry in this week. We'll see what she has to say about that. Okay, on to the president's stuff. I'm not a real fan of John McCain, except when I agree with him.
anyway, isn't that fundamentally true, though?
Yeah, that's true. So John McCain yesterday is on Meet the Press, CNN, and they're asking him about, okay, here's Donald Trump, and he's the presumptive nominee, and yet the leadership not really wanting to support him. What's your thought? And he said,
he was ungrateful, which is
okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's we'll do that one. That's Donald Trump. Donald Trump talking about Mitt Romney, okay? He's talking about how he helped Mitt Romney win some states he wouldn't have won.
He was ungrateful, which is okay. A lot of people are ungrateful, but he was ungrateful. He did not. They did not respond accordingly, and that's okay.
He was ungrateful, and that's okay. I love that. Way to go, Trump. That's sometimes he's probably ungrateful. Okay, here's old guy John McCain.
You have to draw the conclusion that there is some distance, if not a disconnect, between party leadership and members of Congress and the many of the voters who have selected Donald Trump to be the nominee of the party. We could go down the list, but a lot of it is older, white, blue-collar workers who see no prospect of a job ever again. We see dissatisfied young people who are carrying student debts into their first job for many, many years. So there's, and of course, a perception, which is largely reality, not totally, that there's gridlock in Washington, and that's given rise to Trump and Sanders. And that's something that we in the Republican Party are going to have to look at very carefully.
So we'll see.
When's McCain going to just go ahead and put a D after his name?
Well, I know. That's right.
Sounds like a Democrat to me.
And he is, and he's, you know, I love when he says old. What's old to him? but, I mean, he's exactly right. And he's, I guess, as the one of the senior members of the Republican Party is trying to say to the leadership, you've got to know that this is the guy because the general public wants him,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't care. He's set for life.
You know, yeah.
It doesn't matter to him. But anyhow, that's what we got, 648.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 14th, it's Range and Pasture IPM. We'll discuss ways to control fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and other pests that cause problems for forage producers. Plus, we'll address fertility and soil management this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's a trend of the past 20 years, 30 years, 35 years. We all have them. They're those great hanging baskets full of lush flowering and foliage plants. Even though you've been growing them for years, there still are some tricks to making their care much easier and the results a lot more enjoyable. I'll have some important guidelines to make easy work of hanging baskets right after this important message. I have information on a fine product from the Bayer Advanced people. When roaches invade your home, don't turn to messy, complicated products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy, no-mess, one-touch precision applicator lets you daub small doses in areas where roaches love to hide. It leaves no odor or mess. It's just that simple and easy. Use Bayer's Home Pest Roach Killer Gel in areas that roaches seek food, water, or shelter. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, and garages. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches. It contains 75 bait placements. That's enough to treat an average home. Check the label before you use Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. So if you want to grow hanging baskets, there are some secrets that I have found that I think may make it easier for you. Number one, try large hanging baskets. While the smaller 10-inch types are more affordable and much more available in nurseries, don't be afraid to pot up a great big basket or two if you have the support for them. They're baskets as large as 3 and 4 feet in diameter. Given stout support, they can add dramatic elements to your garden's designs. Don't just use your eaves. Hang your baskets in trees, too. Vary the heights of your several baskets for an attractive grouping. You'll be using chain or cable. Cable is much stronger to position them, so you can buy any length you need. Let your hardware dealer suggest the smallest, least visible way to hold the weight of the basket you'll be suspending from your tree limbs. As I mentioned, cable offers more strength per inch, per size. Choose substantial limbs and then insert large screw eyes drilled directly into the bottoms of the limbs. No, it won't hurt them. If you use cable, it must be secured with cable clamps. Be sure you buy the size of clamp that matches the diameter of your cable. You can buy swivels that can be hooked in line with the cable. These will rotate with the wind so your hanging basket will get uniform light all the way around the plant. These clipping swivels also give you an easy way to unhook the plant so you can move it. Use only the very best potting soil you can buy. Look for one that's comparatively lightweight, again, because you're going to have to lift the plant periodically, also so you don't break your tree limbs. Ideally, it will consist of 2/3 organic matter, such as Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, and 1/3 perlite. Fill the basket with small starter plants so you'll be getting the quickest possible mature look. If you're planting into a wire hanging basket, you want to stick plants in through the sides, through the moss that you get, the sphagnum moss that you line the basket with, and directly into the potting soil. That will give your planting a rounded, full look much more quickly. It's especially effective with ferns. And you want to use a complete and balanced water-soluble fertilizer every time you feed your hanging basket. Nutrients leach out immediately. In fact, it's not a bad idea to use a timed-release encapsulated fertilizer as well. I'm Neil Sperry. Blackberries are the stars of Texas gardens this time of year. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53.
It was another weekend packed with action for Texas A&M baseball and softball. In baseball, the number 2 Texas A&M Aggies fell to the number 5 Vanderbilt Commodores 6-1 Friday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. As a team, the Aggies hit just 3-for-18 with runners on base. But then on Saturday, Kyle Simmons no-hit the number 5 Vanderbilt Commodores as the number 2 Texas A&M Aggies took the series with a 3-0 win. Here's Skip Rob Childress on Simmons' performance.
He was fantastic and, you know, built on last weekend's performance against Arkansas, showing with an awful lot of confidence and, you know, all 3 pitches for a strike and, you know, certainly fielded his position well and couldn't be more proud of him.
Simmons worked the 9th complete game no-hitter in school history and just the 6th ninth inning complete game no-hitter in A&M annals. Coming off his first career complete game in his previous outing, Simmons picked up right where he left off, mowing down the final 25 batters he faced. He said the experience was pretty special.
You just dream of doing these things, and you see other guys like Ross Stripling do it here, and you just, when it comes together, 9 innings, it's hard to believe. There's no better place to do it in front of these fans, and here in Aggieland, it makes it pretty special.
The Aggies will hit the road next weekend for a top 10 matchup with South Carolina. The first pitch on Friday is set for 6 p.m. from Columbia, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In softball, the number 17 Texas A&M softball team rallied late, scoring 1 run in the 7th and 2 in the 8th to defeat number 6 Auburn 6-5 Friday at Jane B. Moore Field. And then on Saturday, the Aggies slugged their way past Auburn 13-6, earning head coach Joe Evans her 1,100th career victory before falling to them 5-4 on Sunday. The Aggie softball team will be the 10th seed at the SEC tournament and will play number 7 LSU on Wednesday at 1:30, and you can catch that game on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In the NBA,
the Thunder from 11 back win decisively in Game 4. The Western Conference semifinals are deadlocked at 2 apiece. OKC 111, San Antonio 97.
Kevin Durant matched his career playoff high with 41 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 111-97 on Sunday night to tie the Western Conference semifinal series 2-2. Durant scored 29 points on 10-for-13 shooting in the second half. Tony Parker led San Antonio with 22 points. Kawhi Leonard had 21, and LaMarcus Aldridge had 20. In Major League Baseball,
pitch on the way. That's it off the hands and into shallow right field. Long run for Springer over toward the line. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners by a final of 5-1.
Rookie Tyler White hit 2 doubles and drove in a run to back up 7 solid innings by Colin McHugh, and the Houston Astros got a 5-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners on Sunday. White, who snapped an 0-for-16 skid on Thursday, had 2 hits for the 2nd straight game. The Astros look to take on the Cleveland Indians tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In Detroit, Bobby Wilson hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the 8th inning against the team that just traded him away, and the Texas Rangers completed a 3-game sweep of the Detroit Tigers with an 8-3 victory on Sunday. After being shut out for 7 innings by Justin Verlander, the Rangers broke through against relievers Justin Wilson and Mark Lowe for 7 runs in the 8th inning at Comerica Park. The Rangers start a 3-game series with the White Sox today in Arlington at 7:05, and you can catch pregame on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM starting at 6:30. In Austin, Texas is set to give 3 assistant football coaches large pay raises with the Longhorns coming off 2 straight losing seasons. Regents scheduled a Thursday vote on pay hikes and to approve contracts for several new members of Coach Charlie Strong's staff. And in the NHL,
Hedman back for Marchessault on the right wing. 4 seconds left. Back for Victor Hedman. And this one is over! Yet another shutout for Ben Bishop.
Ben Bishop turned back 28 shots and the Tampa Bay Lightning closed out their NHL second round series by blanking the New York Islanders 4-0 in Game 5. Victor Hedman scored twice and Nikita Kucherov netted his playoff league high 9th goal to cap the scoring in the Lightning's 4th consecutive victory. Tampa Bay next faces Washington or Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. We are very happy with the selections. You have a very friendly staff and very knowledgeable and courteous. The installers were great. You made it a great experience. We want everyone to know how much we love our new floors.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi there. This is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 9-